brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody to another exciting VAR show with your host that does the most, the one who's good at making toast.
Oh my goodness.
The one, the only DJ Stones, and with me here is
the host who does not boast. He just roasts.
Sometimes misses goals.
Never misses goals. Because I'm clinical. I'm a clinic. DJ Sticks.
Yeah.
What a show today do we have.
What a show indeed.
Yes.
Because Barcelona is pulling some criminal moves out there, you know.
No, they're not.
There's some criminal stuff is being done out there.
No, there is no.
There is no, wow.
There is no criminal things being done.
But before we go into any of that.
Yeah.
Let us enjoy these tunes.
Let's go.
I'm covered in red, so I gotta step correct. Please go guard my steps. No crap, protect. We play checkers, we play chess. Go on, field and press. When you make that tackle, aim for next. If I need assistance, all I gotta do is send a text. Now kiss my brain. Now kiss my vex. Look at the soldiers coming strength.
Look at strength.
Blood of Jesus. I said my men. Man, I need my friends. Come out in the field like Ross. Trying to chat to them, man, like Kemp. Gotta be full time. Cannot work a Christmas temp. Why on earth do I beat these gems? When they know how the life will end. I gotta pick a side, can't sit on the fence. Play a position as a Christian. Super sub when I've come to bench. I come back and attack, I'm clothed in red. Survive the storm and stay on form. Welcome to the spiritual trench. This walk ain't easy. I gotta walk where Jesus went. Persecution, how many times has Jesus went?
Enough.
Even though we're hurt.
Yes.
He stood with chest.
Yes.
He died, he rose.
Yeah.
Took the keys and left.
Yeah.
Took the keys and left.
Yeah.
I serve the best.
Yeah.
He gave him rest. Thank God I'm blessed. North, east and west. South London too. From the mosque to the Jew. Jesus died for you. Somebody has to do it. There's so much pain I've been in. Cause somebody else is going through, I'm feeling. I gotta relate. Everyone's in need of healing. I'm trying to see who I am clearly. I've gotta do some window cleaning. Please don't open my eyes, I'm praying and kneeling. I wanna be new New Zealand. I've got a heart like Paul and Steven. 24-7, the enemy's scheming. Get to war and even. I'm trying to slide on demons. And their angels screaming, leave them. I gotta make my father proud. When the trumpet sounds, I'm tryna go through the clouds. Peace of mind, the price is crown. Can't buy that with £1,000. Has the room ever been so silent, but you can hear a thousand sounds. Jesus, the Nazarene, his blood makes me clean. In this world of sin, where we're struggling to breathe. God is there for me. I'm not here for me. I'm just here for G. The Holy Trinity. So I gotta step correct. Where God guard my steps. No crap protect. They play checkers, we play chess. Go up, field and press. And when you make that tackle, aim for next. Go
step correct.
Go guard my steps. No crap protect. They play checkers, we play chess. Go up, field and press. And when you make that tackle, aim for next. Go
step correct.
Go guard my steps.
Step.
No crap protect. We play checkers, we play chess.
Yeah.
Go up, field and press.
Yeah.
And when you make that tackle, aim for next.
Blood of Jesus said what I meant. I'm a Christian covered in red.
And we are back.
Yeah, boy.
What a jam.
What a jam indeed.
What a jam indeed. Now, we are about to go over some of the hottest transfer news in this transfer window this week. So, from our boy Fabrizio Romano, there's been some interesting stuff that he has released this week.
Yeah.
So, the first one that we're going to be seeing is that Serge Gnabry has signed a new, or is signing a new long-term deal with Bayern.
It's quite interesting, actually, you know. With the introduction of like Mane into Bayern.
Yeah.
But now obviously there's the next piece of news is probably gonna equal that out. But with the introduction of Mane into it, like where does that push Serge Gnabry in the whole mix, you know?
Yeah.
Now he's fighting for his position.
that is true. Cause also what we were looking at was the possible departure of Lewandowski, which we'll also speak about. But, yeah, Lewandowski leaving would mean, I think, more game time for Gnabry.
But, like, where, though? Because does Mane play center? Will they put Mane center? Will they put, you know, what is the deal? Obviously, it helps with squad depth, you know?
Yeah, no, it does. It does. Like, you have four world-class wingers now.
Yeah, you know.
You're going to have to choose from.
You'd obviously, like, that's the great part. But, you know, wanting to sign, like, an extension.
Yeah.
What game time is he guaranteed, you know?
A long-term extension.
Like, yeah.
Even worse.
Like, what game time are you guaranteed when you're signing that?
Ah, maybe our man Serge Gnabry knows what he's doing. Do you know who else knows what he's doing?
Who?
Alexandra Zinchenko.
Hey, so Zinchenko.
The deal between Man City and Arsenal is done for Zinchenko. Here we go, confirmed. Now, what stands in the way is the player. So now it's Arsenal negotiating with Zinchenko.
It's quite interesting because now that's Zinchenko and Gabriel Jesus, you know. One more and I might think that Pep is helping
Arteta
build up a squad, eh? Because these are two very good transfers. Two things that Arsenal were needing, you know. Yeah. A proper dedicated striker. And now what is it, a right back if not a left back?
Left back, yeah.
A left back. You know, who's their current left back?
It's Kieran Tierney.
So now it allows for the squad depth now and there.
Yeah, oh my word. And Arsenal last season, there was a time when Tierney got an injury.
Yeah.
And they struggled.
Now you have Tierney and you have Zinchenko. And if I'm not mistaken, Zinchenko can play on the right.
No, he can.
So you can have him on the right or the left.
That's not the first time, actually, that we're hearing this. Literally, I was in a conversation yesterday. It was a group convo. And literally, we were like, Pep and Arteta are patching up Arsenal.
Yes.
Fixing Arsenal.
Hey, fixing up Arsenal plan for next season, you know.
Hey, yo, Mikel, what do you need? Nah, man. A left back, man. You know.
Give me a, you know. We couldn't get Martinez, so, you know, just give us Zinchenko.
Arsenal is angry.
Couldn't get Anthony, give us Gabriel, you know.
Oh, my goodness. And Chelsea. Chelsea, by the way, which leads us to our next point. Chelsea is also angry.
Yeah.
This season. So, we got news during the week that Kalidou Koulibaly has officially signed with Chelsea and he's going to Chelsea. Here we go, done deal.
And that's crazy.
That's a huge one.
That is crazy.
Because, I mean, every transfer season we hear of, like Koulibaly is always in the mix.
Yep.
Somehow.
Yep.
Either with Bayern or with Liverpool. But now he is going to Chelsea and I'm excited. And also PSG and Chelsea are in talks over Presnel Kimpembe as well.
I like what they're doing, you know. And this is, like I've always said, if you have a board that's willing to back up a manager and you have a manager that knows what he's doing, that was Chelsea's problem last season, you know. Their defense, obviously now losing, what's his name?
Rudiger.
Their defense is a bit of a problem.
Ah.
Now you have Kimpembe, you have Thiago Silva, and you have, I forgot his name
Koulibaly. Oh,
that's your back three.
Oh my goodness.
Then you have Reece James as a right wing back.
Oh yes.
And then you can even, I don't know who they're gonna play left wing back.
Alonso or Ben Chilwell.
Yeah, so Chilwell.
Yeah.
And like, cause now they can go as attacking as they want, not really worrying because they have three back three.
World class.
You know, supporting them.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, they also lost Andreas Christensen to Barcelona.
Yeah, but we'll get to those ones.
Okay, we'll get to Barca's ones. And then some last piece of news is that Martinez from Ajax has gone to Man United. Done deal.
Finally, United is... So we finally got Martinez in the same week. We're getting Christensen. Yeah. I was about to say Christensen. The same time we're getting Eriksen. Finally, United is moving, you know. It's quite annoying, you know, seeing all of these transfers.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Yeah, no, but I think we're not seeing as much yet because Ten Hag is trying to fix, like, inside, man.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of youth now.
Yeah, look, obviously it's preseason and you play as all the youth to see what you want to do with them for the season. See the ones you want to keep. See the ones you want to send out on loan. And a lot of them are like Zidane Iqbal is looking very, very good. He looks like a classic baller right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like something I wouldn't mind seeing him as a regular start.
For start?
Yeah, like, you know, playing him alongside like a McTominay or a Fred for now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that I wouldn't mind, you know?
That is exciting, though.
There's no better way to get them used to the Premier League than putting them in the Premier League.
You know, there's no soft way to ease into the Premier League.
Yeah, you just put them in. Or
once you're in, you're in. Literally, Darwin Nunez's first game against the Premier League side lost 4-0.
Yeah, even though it was preseason, but I'm happy.
Ah, no.
There is no such thing as little games.
There's no preseason when
you're losing 4-0.
There's no such. 4. Literally, there's memes of his face. Which is good. It shows us that the Premier League is the league.
It's tough. On some other news, Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Oh yes.
Okay.
Zlatan is set to sign a new contract with AC Milan in the next couple of days. This new deal will be valid until June 2023 with a salary around 1 to 1.5 million euros, right? Plus guaranteed add-ons depending on his performance.
Yeah.
He will be turning 41 in October.
Yeah. Yes. Zlatan is forever.
Zlatan is forever.
Oh my goodness. What can we say? There's not much to say.
It's not. I'm trying to understand, you know.
Oh my word. And there's still no sign of him slowing down.
There isn't. That's the scary part.
Because literally, AC Milan could have signed a 2-year, 3-year deal. We would have been like,
oh. We'd be like, yeah, it's Zlatan now. We understand.
There's no, why did you know? Why? No.
You know?
This is Zlatan, man.
And he's a serious baller. That's the problem. You know, he will live up to that expectation. Obviously, we're not expecting him to have a starting like position, you know.
Top goal scorer. But
he'll still help the team a lot, both in the locker room as well as on the field.
Especially in the locker room.
Yeah.
Especially in the locker room.
Now, talking about Barcelona.
Yeah.
So Barcelona has made a total of 3 transfers this season, right? Well, 4 now. The other one is still has to be signed.
Yeah.
But like 4 transfers this season, with the first one being Andre Christensen on a free.
From Chelsea.
I wonder what does his contract look like?
I have no idea.
Because I would like to actually see like what are they going to be paying the guy.
I think it's a good deal for him, man. Because at Chelsea he wasn't really getting. Yes, he was starting, but. You know what I mean? The Barca move is a good move for him.
Yeah, I think it would be a very, very good move for him. Then obviously with him comes along, I was about to lose his name, Frank Kessié.
Yeah.
Comes Frank Kessié. I'm not a huge fan of him leaving AC Milan. I don't know if it's because of favoritism.
Yeah, no, me too. Especially in the last few games where he picked up form. He was very good for the side.
Yeah.
And I don't actually see a reason, like a particular reason for him coming to Barca, I mean. You know? But he knows what he wants.
Like, isn't Barca's midfield full, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, like there's still youngsters who need to come in, you know what I mean?
Like, I wonder, like, where's he? Oh.
Doesn't really make sense.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how to articulate these words, you know? Like, where... where they're going to fit him. Is this a good idea?
Yep. Especially when you still have players like Pjanic not even coming in. Pjanic, who was a world-class midfielder for Juventus in Serie A. Then he comes to Barca, and the next thing now, there's talks of him going elsewhere to Turkey and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like, I don't know. Like, obviously, Xavi has a plan.
Yep.
But if I was Barcelona right now, I wouldn't be worrying about my midfield.
You don't need.
Your defense is upholding still. And now, obviously, with Longlegt going to Tottenham.
Yep.
That's now less depth inside an already bad defense.
Yeah.
You know, you guys should be signing defenders, should be signing, you know, like...
You should be doing Chelsea things, man.
Kimpembe should be going to Barcelona.
Yeah.
You know, I think...
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, obviously, you're going... I don't think this is a UEFA Champions League winning side.
No, they're not.
At best, you guys could win the Premier League. I mean, Premier League.
La Liga. Oh, my word. Which is going to be...
But I highly doubt.
Which is going to be a challenge.
Because no, I look at Madrid's transfers,
my goodness.
And it makes perfect sense, you know.
Rudiger
comes in because they need that depth in their defense. Rudiger and Alba together is a very scary lineup.
Yeah,
and then you still have Militao there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Militao, you have Nacho still, you know.
And that's crazy. And what's crazy also, you don't really see them going crazy in their transfers.
No. They're literally filling in the gaps.
They're just filling in what they need. They're signing in extensions, you know, like with Vinicius Jr. And then in the midfield, they brought in, hope I say his name right, Tchouaméni.
Yeah.
They bring in Rudiger, who's a left back. I mean, a center back. Right, and then they end there. Odiazala is coming back from loan. Mayorola is coming back from loan. Reina coming back from loan. Kobo coming back from loan. And Victor Trust coming back from loan.
Why would you want to sign? Why would you want to sign more?
And a majority of these guys are probably going to go back out on loan.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, actually, they did go. One of them did go as I scrolled down.
Already?
Yeah. And, like, you know, Isco is out of the club.
Yeah.
Marcelo's out of the club. Gareth Bale going to LAFC. Luka Jovic going to Florentina. Mm-hmm. And then Victor Kras going back out on loan. No, actually getting bought by Kadir's as their center back.
Yeah.
And can you see there's proper activity going on? I'm seeing Barcelona bring in players... But I'm not seeing them release players. Like, who's left Barcelona? Maybe I could be wrong.
Yeah, I know there is a short list that I have here of players that they're looking to release.
That's the problem. They're looking to release and it's almost halfway through the transfer window.
And a part of them is Samuel Umtiti, who's also a centre-back.
And I guess also this problem is created by the previous regime. Like, who's going to buy Samuel Umtiti? He's on monstrous wage. He has to cut down on his wages if he wants to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Unless it's a Real Madrid, Man United, Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool, or PSG.
But they won't really be looking for a player like him. I mean, he hasn't played for a while now.
Yeah.
They're not looking for a guy who still has to come into form and stuff like that.
Yep.
They're looking for a solid guy.
They want a solid back.
Interesting. Oh, my goodness.
And it goes now, because there's a lot actually I want to speak about Barcelona. So let's stick on to our topic. So obviously they bought Rafinha, buying Rafinha for around 58 million.
Yeah.
And then I forgot what was the price for Lewandowski?
Also around that.
Around the 50-something million, right?
Late 50s and 60s.
Yeah. And now you have all of this.
Hmm.
Right, you have all of this, so you have Lewandowski, but where are they making their money? You know, how are they making the money for this? So it's interesting, actually. So I did some research.
Okay, you came prepared.
So I came prepared.
All right.
So basically what's happened is that Barcelona sold off. So let me start from the beginning, right? So Laporte was given permission to sell assets by the Barcelona members, so the socios of Barcelona, in the assembly last June. So they targeted investment funds capable of providing finances so they could operate, so that operations could run as normal in the short term. So they first package sold off for 207 million euros. So about 176 pounds or $207 million.
Yeah.
Right? And now the club sold 10% of their La Liga TV rights to a U.S. firm, which ensured them that they could turn a profit. They could turn a profit at the end of the 2021-2022 financial year.
Okay.
The second that's basically how they got their money to do their transfers.
Yeah.
Right. So this is why they were able to do the two free transfers and then the two ones for about 50 more. Right. Yeah. Now the second problem now comes in, and this is the part that they want to do. So second economic lever, which needs to be worked, they need to raise funds so that they're no more working with inside the La Liga salary limit that's currently placed. So they need to sell another 15% of their TV rights, and that will give them an extra 300 million euros.
Oh.
And then they could also be potentially selling 49.9% shares of their Barca licensing and merchandising company, which will bring a total revenue of about 600 million for this summer and beyond.
Oh my goodness.
And this will allow them to register new players for the 2022-2023 season. Amongst this is people like Kessier, Christensen, who they're waiting to still register.
Oh my goodness. So Barca still has a long way to go then.
Yep.
Oh.
But meanwhile, what they've done is that Sergio Roberto and Ousmane Dembele have both had their contracts, had new contracts, taking a wage deduction.
Okay. Which was surprising for Dembele, by the way.
But now here's my issue. So let's first talk about this. I think it's looking at the situation, obviously they don't want to lose more, you know? And I guess this is because it would be easy for me to say, no, they shouldn't do this. They should just, you know, wait it out, you know, use their youth, do what Chelsea did. But Barcelona is expected at the end of the day to compete at the highest level.
To perform
at the highest level.
Yeah.
But in a way, I still think of it as they should not go through what they're going through. Mm. I believe they should... What is it called? They're wanting to buy the cake and eat it too. I think that's how the saying goes. You know, they want to be able to buy the cake and eat it too. Mm. Right? Because they should be selling players.
They should be. That's the reality.
That's the reality of this. They should be selling players.
Yeah.
And now the problem that's going to come out now is that they're having, yes, they're building the squad, but what will it do for their future? Mm. This is something that could come back and bite them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I like what Chelsea did. Chelsea, when they had their transfer ban, you know, what did they do? They looked at their youth. What did they realize? They have freaking good youth.
Mason Mount.
Mason Mount came out of that. Reece James.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what Barca should be doing right now. Look at what came out from their youth. Gavi.
Pedri.
You know? And that's what they should be gunning for. I think... I understand why they want household names, because that brings in revenue as well, you know, t-shirt sales. But what's the point if you only get 51% of the t-shirt sales?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I feel like it's a problem here. And that goes to the second issue I'm having with Barca right now, them selling players. I've been following the whole De Jong and United situation, and it's so horrible. Like, you're buying new players, but your players are owed money. Like, I, in a way, I kind of understand where De Jong is with him not wanting to leave the club and wanting the money that's owed to him. Because, like, I'm seeing you buy a player for 17 mil. I'm seeing you buy a player for 53 mil. And I'm seeing you buy another player for about 60 mil. And I'm owed just 17 million.
Mm. Yeah.
For me, that's disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And this club, number two, this is where I was now, I don't agree with what De Jong is doing, because this is a club that wants to get rid of you.
They want to sell you.
They want to sell you. And you wanting to just stay. They owe you money and they want to sell you. you know, there's reports coming out, and the reports, and the problem is Barcelona is not openly coming out and saying, no, this is false, you know. We are, and when I say by the stick by it, because the guy will come out and say, no, De Jong is going to be here, what he wants, then he hits a but the player needs to take a salary deduction. And I don't like that, because now he's pinning the sale of Frankie De Jong onto Frankie De Jong, saying that, no, we would love to keep Frankie De Jong, but he needs to take a salary reduction. You owe the guy 17 mil. Yeah. Y'all don't have the room to say some players need to take a salary reduction. You'll get other players. You sell other players. Sell Dembele. Why did y'all resign him? Let his contract expire. That's freeing up the wage bill.
Yeah.
If you truly want to keep De Jong, you're going to push for the sales of a lot of more players.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think that's an issue, because they're the ones who signed with De Jong and agreed on that salary, whatever.
Yeah.
So if they want him to take a salary deduction, they still owe him that 17.
Yeah.
So why not pay him and then discuss? Because that's De Jong's money.
Yeah, that is De Jong's money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I guess it's quite annoying, because now, you know, you have Lewandowski coming in at 50 mil. So it's 45 million plus 5 million add-ons, and he's going to be getting 9 million per season.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, you're looking at all of this, and you don't even know what Kessien is getting, you know? And I'd be annoyed. But now on the other, and what annoys me even more is the games Laporte is playing, and I'm reading his press conferences, and you're reading some other reports, and, you know, people like Fabrizio Romani, like David Ornstein, they're not going to just say things unless they really know what's happening.
Yeah.
And now there's an agreement that's happened. Richard Arnold went down to Spain to talk to the Barcelona representatives. And there was a deal that was put together.
Mm-hmm.
And now you then go listen to what Laporte says. No, he's going to be here next season.
Yeah.
As soon as De Jong got onto the plane for their preseason, if I'm United, I'm pulling out. I'm doing a press conference and I'm pulling out of that deal.
Yeah.
Because I personally, as a club, that is disrespectful.
To the core. To the core.
To the core.
Yeah.
I'm going out of there. I'm like, you know what? Because, and I understand you want to give our manager what he wants. And look, if our manager wants us to go for De Jong, we should go for De Jong. And we probably will get De Jong.
Yeah.
Right? We're probably going to get De Jong. But I feel like if this deal distracts us from getting other players, then we should pull away.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that we have Martinez, Christensen, Eriksen, and who's the other player we got?
Malacia. And there's plenty more that you guys could get.
But there's plenty more we could be getting.
Yeah.
And another big problem that this has caused for United, right, is that the world basically knows how much we need a midfielder, how much we're willing to spend for a midfielder. So where we could be buying, where we potentially could be buying, what's his name, from Neves from Wolverhampton, we could buy him for 30 mil, they're going to easily push it up to 50 mil.
Yeah.
Because we can't say we don't have the money.
Yeah, he's also valuable to us.
You know? Yeah, and we can't say we don't have the money. We were willing to spend about 70 mil to get De Jong. We know y'all have the money.
True.
We can't go for Talisman. If Talisman was supposed to be 20 or 30 mil, it's going to 40 or 50 mil as well.
Like 50.
Because we know you have the money.
Yeah.
And it's basically allowed us to show the hand that we have.
That's the problems of also deals going on for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a bit annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's good business. I don't think right now clubs should do proper business with Barcelona. Especially when it requires them buying players. Selling players to Barca, it seems like it goes pretty well. But buying players, I'm not. Especially they are big names.
Yeah, they're very hesitant.
And like, if I was De Jong, I'd look. They're buying midfielders. He's rebuilding this club.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, they're not fighting for me. I'm not going to be the center that they're building this club around. Whereby United, they're building their club, they want me. They want to build their club around me.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed game time. And as long as it doesn't drop in performance, he's guaranteed to start.
Yeah, no, guaranteed for him. Barca not so guaranteed anymore.
And he will be known as the one of the players that United bought that changed United. If United go off well.
If it does well, statue.
Yeah, you know, easy statue. But again, all the best for United. I don't want it to seem like I'm going attacking them because I'm, you know, I'm not a Barcelona supporter and I'm a United supporter and whatnot.
All the best for Barca, man.
All the best for Barca.
I'm a Barca fan, but I don't agree with what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a better way.
There's always a better way of doing these things, you know. Yeah. But all the best to them. You know, I've been seeing memes going around, you know. You know, there's that picture where Marco Reus and Lewandowski are looking at each other when Lewandowski went to Bayern for the first time.
Yeah.
So there's one where it shows Müller, like, smiling, and then Lewandowski with that shy face. And then the score is Barcelona 0, Bayern Munich 10.
That's not possible. Lewandowski is there, you know. Maybe 10-3.
Yeah, maybe 10-4. 10-4,
Lewandowski, four goals. By himself.
There's another one I saw, 18-4, Barca, 0-4, Villarreal. All the goals were scored by Lewandowski.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So it's going to be a fun season, either the less. There's a lot that's going to happen.
Oh, my word. There's a lot of players to look at this season.
And what, we have 2-3 more weeks until season football begins?
We still have free agents, Paulo Dybala, Isco. You know,
I think United should be going for Paulo Dybala.
I think City should be going for Dybala.
You know, or do you know what I think? If I was Newcastle right now, I would go for Brentford. Am I Brentford? Ivan Toney from Brentford.
Ooh.
And then I would go for Dybala. In fact, I think I know what we should do next week. I got a nice show for us next week.
Okay, okay, cool. But this was a nice show as well.
This was an amazing show.
Thank you very
much. It was as beautiful as United's away kit. Chef's kiss.
Well, as beautiful as City's home kit. Chef's kiss.
But from us, the one, the only, the spectacular, stupendous,
oh my word,
sublime,
oh my
best
word,
football show in the world.
Yeah.
The one, the only, the...
A.R. Show!
We're signing out.
Like what you're listening to? Follow ActiveFM on all social media platforms. Facebook at /ActiveFM Online Radio. Instagram at ActiveFM 777. YouTube at ActiveFM. And Twitter at ActiveFM.
Then we lost each other and we lost our way. It's hard to breathe and alone I'm fading. I need you now to save me somehow. Can you see my signal rising to the sky in the night? The ghouls and ghosts rushing to fight. I need you by my side. The flame in my eyes is burning. Scared the race with our battle cry. But now you're gone, how can I survive? I need you now to save me somehow. Can you see my signal rising to the sky in the night? The ghouls and ghosts rushing to fight. I need you by my side. The flame in my eyes is burning.
signal rising to the sky in the night. The ghouls and ghosts rushing to fight. I feel the cold and darkness creeping up inside. I need you now, my flame.